Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today I'm going to take you to some of the most incredible islands I've ever visited. These are islands around South and Central America. What started out as a journey to Antarctica and some of South America turned into an epic 388-day journey all through South and Central America. The beauty of slow and unplanned travel means that we're able to do last-minute things with little planning and just booking on the go. The first of the islands I'll take you to started off when we were in Santiago. I phoned up the airline and booked a ticket for the next day to fly off to Easter Island. This is the most remote place on Earth by distance from anywhere else, and somewhere that I had never dreamed I would visit. It is named Easter Island because it was discovered the day before Easter by a Dutch sailor. It's also called Rapa Nui in Polynesian. Most people only spend 2 days or thereabouts on the island. We got to spend a week staying in a hostel. When we were fetched from the airport by our hosts, they placed beautiful flower garlands around our neck. As everyone does, we were there to visit the giant Moai heads. There is so little known about them, and we got to see them from every angle, at sunrise, by daytime, at sunset. All the iconic pictures that are seen of these giant heads lying down or half buried in the sand. There were even some standing on the platform facing the sunset. We discovered that there are over 900 in various states. Of course, we didn't get to visit all of them, but we did visit quite a number of them. We spent a lot of time just visiting and marveling at them, and even making up our own stories about them, because I guess, in some ways, that's as good as listening to the other stories that have been made up about them. The most common words that we used on this trip were amazing and surreal, because, quite honestly, standing in front of these giants, it is truly surreal. With our extended stay, we got to experience some island life rather than just rushing in to see the Moai and then leaving. While we were there, it included a complete shutdown of the island because there was a tsunami in Japan and they were worried about the resulting wave hitting Easter Island. Luckily, nothing happened, and aside from our mothers worrying about us and finally the mayor being interviewed live on television while another television station was saying the whole of Easter Island has lost electricity, which obviously wasn't true, but it did sound very dramatic. It was such a special experience. We still talk about it regularly. And I must say, if you ever have the opportunity to visit Easter Island, you should take it. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.